Hello, hello. Welcome to Discussing Our Past. My name is Rosemary, and I'm here today with Chris Ruiz. He's an archaeologist at the University of Oregon. Chris, do you want to tell me a bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Rosemary. My name is Chris. I work at University of Oregon in the Museum of Natural and Cultural History in the Archaeology Research Division, where I'm one of the deputy directors. We do a lot of archaeology around the state, and also we do historic preservation work across the state.
Wow. And let's answer the biggest question. What exactly is an archaeologist?
Well, an archaeologist is someone that studies the past, but usually through the study of artifacts and other evidence of the past that might be under the ground.
So it's not like Indiana Jones?
Oh, yeah, that's not at all.
You probably get that a lot, right?
Yeah, we do hear that a lot.
What is one of the best things you have found or most interesting?
Oh, geez. You know, that comes up a lot, and I think about it a lot, and it kind of changes, you know, year to year. But if I was to think over my whole career, I would think when I was doing field school, this is like 20 years ago, we found a bison tooth, and it was probably, you know, a 12,000-year-old bison tooth. It was just the enamel, and just thinking about how old that was just, it was a magical moment.
And is that one of the oldest things you've found, or have you found things that are older?
That's the oldest thing I've found.
Wow, that's impressive. And was that just you, or did you have a team with you?
It was part of a field school. Archaeologists always, they do a field school as part of their training. And a field school is where you participate in a professional excavation, and usually through a university, and you learn skills on how to excavate, which is this real systematic way of uncovering the ground and retrieving artifacts. And, you know, you carefully screen all the soil out and retrieve all the artifacts from the soil you've collected. And then you also try to map in everything that wasn't picked up and as you were scooping up the soil and record it in place. And you go down and, you know, what we call in levels. So you like in regular measured increments in the units that we excavate. Mm-hmm. And so you learn all these skills, and it's very meticulous work that you learn to carefully measure things and map things in and collect all those artifacts.
And one of the most notable field schools in Oregon was the excavation at Paisley Caves. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, I wasn't involved with that much, but I certainly know people that were, and they notably found some very old evidence of human activity in the Great Basin, including coprolites.
That's pretty important work. Did it make any big scientific discoveries? Did it change anything?
Yeah, I think it really helped underscore how long humans have been in the Americas, and told us a lot about their dietary choices and the various early periods of humans in North America.
And Oregon is one of the hot spots, right, for this kind of research?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of recent discoveries that have made us reevaluate how long people have been in North America.
And being an archaeologist sounds real fun, getting to discover all of these things. What does it take for one to become an archaeologist?
Well, usually you have to go to school. You have to take coursework as an undergraduate, and you have to go to field school. And then usually you would want to then go to a graduate school that, you know, for a master's or a PhD for an advanced degree in archaeology. And archaeology is usually taught as part of one of the subdisciplines of anthropology. So you might go to, take coursework in an anthropology department specializing in archaeology.
And on a scale from 1 to 10, how hard would you rank it to become an archaeologist?
I think it's probably in the 7 range. I think the hardest part is it doesn't pay very much. So, you know, you have to have a passion for the work first.
I mean, it's noble work, is it not?
Well, I think so.
And what inspired you to become an archaeologist?
Yeah, that's a good question. When I was growing up, I grew up in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and New Mexico has a really rich cultural history, and there's lots of Native American sites and ruins around the state. And when I was growing up, we got to visit a lot of those places, like Bandelier and Chaco Canyon. And I became really fascinated with these places, and archaeology just seemed a natural, you know, obvious way to cultivate that interest. And so when I went to start working on my undergrad, I started taking coursework in anthropology and started working for a museum on campus that specialized in archaeology. And I just really liked it a lot and decided that would be my career.
And there's so many archaeological spaces in the world. You know, you have all the stuff being discovered and like the Middle East, and then you have places like New Mexico. What made you decide to come to Oregon?
Well, I think, you know, I decided to move to California, and I went to grad school there and started doing work in what's called like contract archaeology. So it's you're actually hired to do various projects for environmental compliance. There's various laws, legislation that archaeology might be required as part of the permitting. And that's a way that most archaeologists make their living is through contract archaeology, working for various companies that do that kind of work, or managing projects in that realm. And I started getting a lot of work in that realm. And that's how I was paying through myself, you know, that's how I was making my living in grad school. And then I was hired to come up to University of Oregon and work for the museum and do that kind of work here. So that's how I wound up in Oregon.
And is there a major difference with working for a university versus working for private contractors?
I think there can be. I think being in the university environment is kind of nice because you have all, you know, you also have a lot of people doing research and doing this compliance work. And so it's a really intellectually enriching environment to be in.
That's so cool. And would you ever consider getting a PhD in your field?
I think I'm finished with taking
no more school. No more higher education.
Yeah, I think I'm done with school for now. Maybe much later in my career, but we'll never say never. But I'm pretty happy where I am and what I'm doing.
And do you have a favorite part of Oregon to visit and do excavations at?
Oh, there's so many great places in the state. I would say some of the places, it's kind of surprising. I really like working in the Willamette Valley. I really like some of the sites we've worked on here. I really like working in Klamath County. I've done some really interesting work there. And also south of Eugene and Northern Douglas County is an area called Yoncalla. And I've worked on a site there that I really, really like.
Can you describe a bit of your day-to-day as an archaeologist?
Yeah, well, so I'm a specialist. I specialize in historical archaeology. And historical archaeology is an area of archaeology that deals with the more recent past. So a lot of the stuff I'm looking at are artifacts that date to the last 200 years or so, 150 years. So pretty recent. And So, you know, my day-to-day might be analyzing a set of bottles that we found in an archaeological site and trying to figure out how old they are. Or, you know, we usually, artifacts from archaeological sites, usually we get fragments. So we're just looking at little pieces of stuff, of a bigger thing. So we might have only part of a mark or part of a word on a bottle. And so we have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the whole thing might have been so we could, you know, so we can date it, so we can figure out what, how old it is.
And I've seen the University of Oregon at different community events. For example, last summer you were at the Asian Celebration and also in Corvallis at their farmers market. How is community outreach a big part of your job?
Yeah, well, we really try to get out to the community and let them know about what kind of work we're doing and what we're finding, because obviously, you know, the community has they're invested in the cultural heritage of the area. So we try to, you know, get that information out to the local community and the state.
What are some community events people could look out for?
Well, there's always public talks that are happening at the museum. Those, I don't know when the next ones are, but there's usually a series of talks that the public can attend. Sometimes there's specialized events like the Archaeology Roadshow. I think Portland State puts that on, and they still do it on an annual basis. There's various radio shows and TV programming that would be a good way to learn more about it.
And since there's all this cool stuff in Oregon, I mean, I don't see why you'd want to leave, but if you had to go somewhere else, where do you think you'd go to do archaeology?
That's a great question. You know, I didn't get to spend much time doing archaeology in New Mexico, and I really like that state. That's where my home was for many years, and I wouldn't mind going back and doing more work there.
Great. And finally, our last question. What is the best part of being an archaeologist?
I think it's you're always discovering something new, something you didn't know and before. So it's a constant discovery. And another thing I really think is really cool about it is you're outdoors a lot, and you're working hard to learn something about the past. And I really appreciate that, the activity of it.
That's so cool. Well, thank you so much. You can find Chris at the University of Oregon, and have a nice day, everyone.